103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, I don't know if we've ever had a guest on Am I the Jerk like this.
I don't know.
In the studio. But
I mean, live.
Sometimes you walk into your own mess and you're Tony is.
So sometimes you bring your own casket, huh?
And a wedding invite.
At that.
Oh, the irony. A funeral and a wedding.
Which one's coming first?
The funeral, and then I'm going to marry Amanda, his fiance.
His fiance.
It's all right, I'll watch.
You've been replaced.
From the grave.
From above.
All right, so
or
today,
below, Tony. I don't know your
on
life.
Am I the Jerk, Tony and Racine has popped into the studio to drop off his wedding invitation, but we found out when he came into the studio to drop off his wedding invitation that he basically normally drives his fiance to work every day around this time.
Mm-hmm.
And today was the first day he said, sorry, babe.
I can't, babe.
Mm-hmm. What'd she say?
I got other things to do.
What'd she say?
Yeah, she questioned it.
She isn't happy. She isn't happy with you, is she?
She said, you really going to leave me to go visit Allie and DZ?
For them? And you're choosing them over me?
Yeah, I want to be there early. She goes, well, you can't drop me off first and then go there? And I said,
that was a good question.
Valid question.
Amanda with the slow clap this morning.
Uh-oh. The problem is, I definitely had time.
What?
I didn't want to rush it.
I knew it.
But you would have been rushing. You had time, but not real time.
I don't like
time.
To rush. I'm not a rush person. I don't like to be late, nor do I like to interfere. That's why you've only seen me one other time. Mm. I don't just surprise pop up.
I feel that.
But, yeah, she thinks I'm a jerk.
Well, she thinks you're not into her now because you do something every day, and now you're not doing it. What the hell?
She thinks the wedding's off.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I mean, at this point,
invite, it's definitely not off.
It's definitely not off. The invites are out.
Good,
we have one.
Good.
Somebody texted in, Sarah in Hartford said, do we need an Am I the Jerk to find out Tony's definitely a jerk for not driving Amanda to work?
Somebody said he could have dropped her off first. Call off the wedding.
You know what? This is a sign of the times, Amanda.
Ooh.
5 years from now, you're going to be... What if you decide to have kids or something and she's in labor and he's got to come to Kiss FM before he takes her to the hospital? What's next?
Listen.
What's the next one?
What if all of a sudden I decide to have a birthday party on the same day of your wedding and Tony goes, I mean, can we push the date? I mean, maybe we could just go to DZ's birthday first. Huh? Look at you making choices.
I'd probably go to the birthday.
This guy, man. I can't. This guy digging.
I'm giving you
digging.
A rope, my boy. You're supposed to say no. You're supposed to say no. I think it's going to be shovels, not
Dude,
brooms today,
on.
Dog.
I can hear you. I'm so far in the hole I'm digging. For Tony right now. I can't even hear you over
oh,
here.
Oh, my goodness.
414-533-1037. We have a lot of texts already, and they all think you're a jerk, but maybe somebody will defend you.
I'm defending. I'm sticking with my boy. I heard what he said. He explained himself and said, even though I had time, it wasn't real time because I would have been rushing. And under these conditions, you never know, you might hit a little patchy patch of ice, and that's unsafe. Mm-hmm. I'd rather her have driven herself than him has put his life in peril.
Okay.
To make it all happen. You always expected to make it all happen. He can't make it all happen every day, pimpin'.
Can't make everybody happy.
Thank you.
This is like the man
Not
speech.
The jerk. Not the jerk. Standing on business.
I got an answer right away. That's great.
Is it my turn? Jerk. Standing on business, you jerk.
And now it's y'all's turn.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Look what you did.
Now when I go to your wedding, I got to deal with your wife being annoyed that you came to visit us and not her.
She's going to look at us like,
yeah. She's like, here comes the other woman and the other man.
I know when those invitations were delivered.
Yeah.
Very cold day on my way to work. Tony driving
always,
myself.
Well, he always wants a threesome. He didn't say it was me and you and him. He said it was me and him and Amanda.
Hey,
now we're finding out the real weirdness.
Who needs our back rubbed?
DZ.
No, I like head scratches.
Oh, you're getting lit up on the text.
I got two hands.
Okay.
I'm standing with you, big dog. I'm saying not the jerk.
I got you.
Oh, people have some good points. I'm going to save them for when we come back. There are some people defending you. I can't believe it.
Yes.
It's a miracle.
414-533-1037. Is Tony the jerk for coming here instead of going to drop off his fiance at work?
Jerk!
We go find out next.
Jerk!
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I don't even know where to begin. The phones are lined up with people who have opinions on if Tony from Racine is a jerk because, well, Tony, why don't you tell them for yourself what you're doing here? Where are you supposed to be right now?
Where you should have been.
Where should you be?
Should have been is a better, and you know.
Where are you normally at during this time every day?
Why are you babbling so much, dog?
Hey,
why are you nervous?
Can I change it?
No. Tony normally drives his girl to work every single day. And today he said, I can't drive you because I'm going to see Allie in DZ.
I'm pulling up.
And he could have waited and taken her, but he said, I got to be there.
I got to be there early.
He lied.
I didn't lie. Yes, I didn't want to rush.
He prioritized a safe trip.
So is Tony the jerk? DZ says no. I say, of course. What was the question? I didn't even need to hear the story.
Tony's just a jerk.
I didn't need the story. I knew.
No, for real, he is not the jerk.
Lisa's in Sheboygan. So let's start with some of the other regulars. Tony.
Oh, man.
Shall we?
Sure.
Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Lisa.
Well, the floor is yours, Lisa.
First of all, whatever y'all are drinking, can I get two of those, please?
Coffee, Diet Coke, and water. Yes.
Oh, okay.
And you get three of them.
Sign me up.
Yes. What do you think? Is Tony the jerk?
I do not think he's a jerk. I understand it's a beautiful and wonderful gesture that Tony takes his beautiful fiance to work every day. But as a strong, independent woman, she can get herself there, too.
I knew this was coming because one of my best friends already texted. She can drive herself once in a while.
She's strong and independent.
All my independent girlies are that's what they're focused on right now. Not that you did or didn't drive her, that she doesn't drive. And that's all they can talk about.
Is her accelerator foot broken? Like, she can get there, right?
Is her accelerator foot broken?
I'm not dissing her, but she'll be okay.
Answer the question.
Hold on.
What is the driving thing for you guys? What is that?
It's cold out. It's in the snow. So I try.
Is that a gentlemanly thing for you? Does that make you feel good to drive her to work? Like, what is that?
No, act of service is your love language.
It's just what I like to do for her.
An act of service. Thank you. That's a good way to put it.
It's an act of service.
But it's not like a controlling one.
Correct.
Because that would be weird.
Yep. No, 100%. I just like to make sure she doesn't endure the pain and suffering everybody else is.
Well, and then too.
So the cold and the walking. And I open the door for her.
I can't believe I'm going to say this. Is there another Tony around? Like, I can't even believe I'm going to say that.
Chivalry ain't dead, baby.
It is dead. No, I date enough. It's dead.
No. You haven't dated it.
It ain't just alive in your pool.
It's alive for 3 months, and then it's dead.
No, the problem is you're looking in the wrong places. That's all.
There you go. But no, Tony, and then they get to spend a little time together, too. I'm saying he enjoys that part of the morning.
Okay,
this morning, though.
Fine. Lisa said...
Not the jerk.
Correct. Not the jerk. And do we get invites, too, because we're the regulars to the wedding?
Lisa's asking about invites.
His eyes got all
big. She said, where my invite at?
So,
Lisa, you're...
I have a great time at a wedding.
I have a plus one, don't I?
There is actually an open invite to everybody after 7 p.m.
Let's go. Lisa, you heard it.
I just can't afford...
Sign me up.
I have right now already 350 people invited.
Jeez.
So what the hell?
Hey, that puts me around like 11 grand just for dinner.
351 with Lisa. Don't forget Lisa.
I'll stop the dollar menu on the way
there. Say, Lisa said, I'll eat before I go. Hit the dollar menu.
That's perfect.
Okay, Lisa, I'll pick you up before the wedding. See you then. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Next up, Saucy Sandra. Yes, it's regulars all the way down.
Oh, no.
And Lisa said you were not the jerk. Saucy.
I'm sorry, but you are the total jerk. It's negative 20 degrees outside. What are you doing?
She's yelling at you. She said, you're a jerk. You're a jerk. Oh, he's having trouble hearing you right now. I forgot Tony doesn't have headphones. Damn it. Hold on, DZ.
We got it. There we go.
Sandra, can you repeat all that?
Say it one more time. Tony,
how dare you? It's negative 20 degrees outside. You are a complete jerk.
He waited till the polar vortex to not drive his girl to work. The irony
of all days.
No, you're good. Days. You can walk today.
He said.
That's what I said.
Yeah, this exactly. Guy. She's being sarcastic.
Oh, okay,
she's making fun of you telling her to walk.
I am being sarcastic.
They on you today, boy. Ooh.
Well, just one of the two. Lisa was on your side.
I will see you after 7 p.m. because, hey, I know Tony knows how to have a good time. I know how to have a good time. It's going to be a good time.
You know what? Let's get a party bus and just pick up all the regulars and go.
Don't tempt me.
Do
not. Okay, if we're Natalie Fake, do not tempt me.
Great idea.
Do not. I will drive.
That would be so. No, you're not driving. You're riding.
Oh, somebody. We're going to get somebody to drive. We're going to get a driver.
Yeah. We're going to get lit. We're not driving. Oh, say, are you out of your mind?
Definitely tempt me even less. Let's go.
Who goes to a wedding sober? Boring.
Stop.
No offense, Tony.
I might be the only sober one, so don't worry.
Hey, then you're going to DD everybody back.
I got to make sure I can do the typewriter.
Hey, the typewriter.
What's next? The lawnmower?
Well, I do have a special dance lined up for
my son was doing the sprinkler the other night. Okay. I'm like, are we serious right
now? Yes,
we are serious.
He was serious.
And we're deciding because we're split if we're seriously going to call Tony the Jerk today or not.
All right. Thanks, Sandra. We're going to the next.
Much love.
I love Saucy.
Now let's pull up a man, one of the regulars. It's a guy. No. I don't know if he's going to have your back or not, or if he's going to light me up or you up. But I think Tony's a jerk for not driving his fiance to work today. Santino, good morning.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. What do you think? Is Tony a jerk or not?
You're the deciding vote.
We're going to keep this real simple. Tony, you are not a joke. Put my sweetest fish down.
Put my what down?
My boys are taking my sweetest fish.
Santino, nobody likes Swedish fish. Didn't we go over this on the show?
Like did you hear Santino? I like Swedish fish too. You are the oddball, Allie.
You know what? I gotta
go. Let's get back to Tony.
I actually gotta go because I'm looking at the texts and all of them are the regulars checking in to be picked up on your wedding night. So.
Okay, I got one question. Then. Who's paying
Tony,
for this party bus?
I don't care, not me.
That you might not be able to keep up with, man.
Ooh. That's why you're not the jerk. You're not going to be able to always drive her.
It's the standard.
Mm. I mean, are you filling her car up with gas? Are you taking it to get washed? Are you cleaning it?
I do.
Hey, look, man, you got to break that. All right, love you, boys. You're great.
He's talking to his kids. Well, I actually do agree with this. I said this when you came in off the air. I said, you start doing something for women, you do it every day, they expect it. And when you stop doing it, then we go, what's wrong? You don't like me? Right. You don't like me anymore? I could name 10 times that's happened where I've been like, what the hell? He did this every day for a year and he just stopped?
Why is that our problem that y'all feel like that? Right. It doesn't mean anything. That just means today we could.
To you, it doesn't mean anything. To us, it means
the world crashing.
Can't set that standard, man. Like he is spoiling her way too much now. Mm. And she's not going to know what to do when he can't do it anymore.
You can't maintain the princess stuff.
But your girl's going to forget how to drive.
I have to because she's the one that makes more money than me.
I got a cater.
She's got better credit than me. So
better
it's like,
credit.
I need to make sure I stay in my cradle doing the little things for her.
Hey, listen, my wife makes double what I make, so and I'm not taking her to work.
Ooh.
Because she's
point.
Well, yeah.
Point.
Yeah.
I might be a little softer.
20 plus years, we hold each other down. It doesn't matter who makes the most. You guys are coming together. So,
hey, Santino,
you take her money?
Santino, what? you're deep into 20 years. My man's on the front end. You know what I'm saying? He's still putting in that work. You about to retire?
Seriously.
he better stop before he can't uphold. He better stop before he gets too fed up with the job and want to walk away.
I'm telling you.
Find that balance. But no, he says not the jerk.
Tony says he's going to do it forever.
Yep. Now I'll be here every morning and then catch me at 6:30.
I'll be here bright and early, boy. Hey, we get here at 6, Tony. What are you doing?
I need breakfast.
Well, as long as you bring some. Hey, Santino, we appreciate you,
Bye,
Sam.
Santino.
All right, see y'all. Have a great day.
You too, brother. Love,
all
man.
All the regulars
Peace.
Are texting, I'm in. Get the party bus.
I'm in. You think I'm playing?
Sounds
I'm down
fun.
For the party bus.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to talk about logistics now because we done said it. We put it into the ether.
Somebody texted, yes, she can be independent, but he's a jerk for lack of priorities.
Hang on. I had to get an invitation in a matter of time so people can request off.
True. Listen, I'll say this. Everybody want to be strong and independent until you sitting there, passenger prince or princess, and tell me that is not the best feeling in the world when you ain't got to just do nothing. You could just look out the window and go, wow, I never noticed that building before. Wow, look at you. I'm so glad you drove.
No, the control freak in me doesn't like to be the passenger princess. I want to be driving at all times.
Allie, got
to
be different.
I got to be different. I want to drive most of the time. Oh. Somebody texted in, riding solo? That's a fitting song for Am I the Jerk? Seems like that's what he's going to be doing after the show. Sally in Watertown.
But,
as my kids would say, she just roasted you.
Oh, man.
Some would say, no pun intended, but
some
all the puns
burn.
Were intended.
He was hot in here.
Tony, appreciate you throwing yourself on the fire today.